Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Hoard, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. Oh yeah, the intro says it all. You can obviously tell I had at least two cups of coffee before I did that take.
Right. That's so. Like two cups less than what you usually have, isn't it?
Right. It's two cups less than what I usually have when I do that 90 seconds of news.
That's right. I
mean, do it.
Right? So, here we are, another Wednesday, another hump day. Looks like the rain's letting up a little bit right here in the downtown area.
It seems brighter today than last week. I mean, last week it was raining and miserable, and we got some, almost not quite sun, but...
Well, that sunshine popped out a couple of days ago. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was
oh, man.
It made Bluebird North State day.
Right. It made you forget we had any rain at all. You're starting to plan out the rest of the week on all the things you're going to do. And,
right.
And then all of a sudden, bam, big storm comes in. So, yeah, you bet. There's a lot going on. So
today's a good day.
It is a good day. It's always a good day to be in the studio with you guys.
Aww.
Rocking it.
Right.
Man. I love you guys.
Aww.
Aww. Aww.
Man. I feel special.
I wish I felt the same.
Well, let's see. You know, actually, any announcements there?
No, I just came back from Red Bluff. You know, so another showing down there. I got a couple listings that doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's doors are opening. Down there, you know, the prices are a little bit less down in Red Bluff, which makes it more appealing to some people. I got a great listing. Yeah, it's move-in ready home. We got a clearance, section one, section two. New listing that just popped up last week and got lots of showings.
That's the one that I did an open house on.
You know,
walking around that thing, I was literally looking for something wrong with it, and I couldn't find anything.
And neither had the inspectors.
I'll bet, really?
Right. So,
kind of like that.
Yeah. I mean, it is, right there at the, move-in ready, almost a brand new. Mm-hmm. It's 2006, but it's the sellers have done everything on it. And, it's beautiful condition and new flooring, new paint, new faucets, new toilets, new air conditioner in August of this last year. So
if you're going to buy a house in Red Bluff and your budget is below $400,000, that's really the house you should buy.
It's priced right, and they feel confident on the comps that I gave them, and
absolutely.
You know, that one's going to get lots of showings, and hopefully we get some offers here pretty soon.
Absolutely, nice.
Anybody sounds like it won't last long.
Anybody want to see it, I'd say to give me a Rich or a call anytime.
Absolutely.
242-1020.
There you go.
Absolutely. You go. And you can ask for Rich, and I'll hand the phone over to him. I respect agency.
No problem, buddy. No problem. Bring it in. Bring him on.
Hey, let's do 90 seconds of news.
All right.
Can we do it in 90 seconds?
I don't know.
He's only missed twice, man. He's been pretty good about it.
Well, I've been practicing my free throws.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Absolutely. You bet. Cups of coffee. I'm definitely all up to par on that. And actually, before we get started, I was cooking some chicken and dumplings. And that was Dave Tappan's mom's recipe. So I've got that going. In case you guys smell the onions and garlic, that's what that is.
I'm hungry.
Oh man,
I need a ride home.
I was going to say, you guys all come on, show up at the house afterwards, and we'll have chicken and dumplings.
Before you do that, can I ask a question?
Well, sure, go ahead. And I'm not sure who this guy is.
Are folks commuting from Reading to Are you showing folks from Reading that are willing to commute back and forth now?
Oh, absolutely. So it's like a from South Reading to North Red Bluff is 20-minute drive.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So 30-minute drive. Yeah, it's not bad at all. And
so kind of like the new Lake California kind of thing.
Lake California has its own unique, atmosphere, I guess you would say. But, yeah, people are doing
it. Commute and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Perfect. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Kind of the same distance by the time you drive back into the road into Lake California.
That's pretty much.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm doing a loan for a guy right now that is, he's buying a house up here, and he's commuting from Corning.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 40 minutes.
Wow.
So, yeah, not bad.
I mean, it's all I-5. It's easy drive.
Sure.
It gives you time to reflect and grasp the day and make it happen.
Listen to an e-book, a audio book.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, you bet. And that phantom voice, everybody, is none other than the owner of BT Satellite, our latest sponsor, Doug Tooley. Welcome to the studio, my friend.
Thank you, Doug.
Doug is in the house.
Thanks, guys. We will be back with Doug right after the first break. And 90 Seconds of News is brought to you by BT Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 800 number. Give Doug a call at 530-241-DISH. 90 Seconds of News starts now. Story number one. With the price of housing what it is these days, it's nice to hear of solutions to this problem. Alan Knott, a co-owner of K2 Development, was raised in Shasta County and has a passion for building affordable homes. K2's latest development just opened its doors to the public, Alturas Crossing, which is a 39-unit apartment complex with features such as granite countertops, solar panels for each resident, and a vinyl plank flooring. They had a ribbon cutting ceremony just yesterday. More info can be found at alturascrossingapartments.com. Story number two. 5 pounds of fentanyl was seized yesterday from a car that failed to stop for a Caltrans chain check in Mountain Gate. One can only imagine the lives saved by this stroke of luck. Finally, a fentanyl story with a happy ending. Story number three. Avalanche on Mount Shasta. Imagine a chunk of snow 2,000 feet long and 1,000 feet wide and 40 inches deep coming down the mountain. Rated D1 and D3, the snow slides occurred just above Bunny Flat. Not all snow stays put, so stay safe, everyone. Story number four. Shasta County's new courthouse is said to be opening soon. Records and supplies will be the first items to be moved into the $175 million building, followed by personnel during the first week of February. Doors open to the public on February 20th. Story number five. Get ready for another fun-filled summer at Shasta Lake. With a plethora of rain and snow, the lake will be full again. Lake levels are currently at 52 feet from the top.
What? Man, you're getting better, man. Look at that. Dude.
I knew I had to pick it up, man, because I had a couple of mistakes in there.
That was hot, man.
I'm going to have to take a break. Wow. All right.
Shasta Lake, 52 feet from the top.
Is that crazy or what, man? That just filled right up on that last storm.
You know, the thing about Shasta Lake in this time of the year, so federal law is that it has to be 50 feet or below until middle of March or something like that.
So we're not going to see much more change.
No, I mean, that is just for flood control and those types of things. Of course, my background being on the lake for 35 years, I mean, that's phenomenal. That is, these guys are looking, the resort operators are looking for a good year.
Sure,
this is awesome.
Well,
and
that's
the feedback from last year. All the rain we had and everything else. So, looking good. Congrats to the guys on the lake.
Absolutely. Well, and that kind of, with what you said there, that means that the Sacramento River is going to be moving pretty quick here until late spring.
They
right?
got to release it because they have to. Federal mandate is they have to be low 50 feet.
Once we get some heavy storms, we might see a big release there from the dam like we did a few years ago.
This is early, which ties into the Seitz River Reservoir that Doug LaMalfa, our representative in the House, is pushing for, and he has for many, many years, and I've sat down and across the table from him of talking about it, of pulling that excess water instead of just letting it flow down to the ocean, down to the delta, is pull it out, put it in Seitz Reservoir, and store it for future use. Yeah. So it ties right into everything that should be done. For
water
conservation.
Way to go, Doug LaMalfa. Yeah. All right, well, let's buzz out to a break, and we'll come right back.
All right.
I know. Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
All right, here we are, coming back, Living in the North State, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. The number down the station is 605-4567, and we are back from a break. And
call us with questions.
Yeah, you got any questions? Give us a buzz. This segment of Living in the North State is sponsored by BT Satellite. Experience exceptional TV solutions, reliable rural internet packages, and expert support from local pros at BT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Give Doug a call. Give Doug a call at 530-241-3474. And with that, we are with our guest tonight, Doug Tooley. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Very good. Glad to have you in the studio.
It's good to be here.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Doug in the house.
It feels good to be here. Honestly, yeah. Awesome. This is going to be fun.
Good.
My very first format like this, so I'm stoked. I've been doing radio for a long time.
Yeah.
So this is very, very cool.
Awesome. Well, you know,
thank you for the invite.
You're absolutely welcome, for sure.
Thanks for doing the show for the last 6 months, and now you got another 6 months you're doing it. I'm so proud of you guys. I am so proud of you, Tony. This is just really, really cool that I'm here. It's really cool that you've been doing this for 6 months, and you got a couple guys that you suckered into it. and
the panel.
Hopefully,
well,
we're on a 7 minute delay.
We owe him money.
Yeah, you owe him money. Makes sense.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is really cool.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, for sure. It's a blast, and we're enjoying it. We're not going anywhere. This is the core right here. So
cool.
Both of these guys are super happy to be here, and we have a good time every time.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, it's what you said you'd say. Read your script.
Oh, sorry. Damn. I was on the wrong page.
Well, let's talk about you a little bit there, Doug. Let's see. How long have you been in the business that you've been in?
Shucks. So my mom started going with a guy at First Southern Baptist Church on Cypress. So that's where Domino's Pizza is right now.
Okay.
So Domino's Pizza is where I started. So 1983 probably.
Yeah.
Sunday school teacher, Doug Drennan.
Yeah.
He was my Sunday school teacher all the way up through high school. He just somehow, we followed each other. And so So I don't know. As 13 years old, I think I've been doing
this. No kidding.
So I just turned 52 and a half last month.
Yeah.
So, nice. Yep. So it's a few years.
You're still a young buck.
Still a young buck. Yep. Yep. So, yeah, just been doing it and just watching everything and watching how everything moves and changes. And
now, speaking of which, there's been quite a lot of changes in the business. Now, have you been in the satellite business all these years? Because it's been going strong for a
pretty
long
much,
time.
Yeah. So in '83, you know, obviously I was a skinny little kid, so they had me crawling underneath the houses and avoiding the rattlesnakes and
sure.
the skunks and all the stuff underneath houses and digging trenches and. And then as you grow up, you learn a lot more of the business.
And you hire another little guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Young
currently,
guy,
right
say.
Now, I have actually David. So David's 18 years old now. He's my youngest child. And
he's a real go-getter.
He's the one avoiding the rattlesnakes.
He's the one avoiding the rattlesnakes.
Good job.
Yep, exactly. So we got him up in
child in danger.
Got him up in attics and all that kind of stuff. And he actually started earlier than me. So he started when he was like 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, right.
So,
yeah.
So he'll have. Yeah, I had him under the houses when he's 6 or 7. So, yeah. He doesn't remember this, so don't tell him when you see him.
That's awesome.
He probably doesn't even know any better.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Just run this cable over there. I'll meet you on the other side.
It was
don't
very
bump
convenient.
Your head.
And he was much smarter than my Jack Russell Terrier that I tried to train him to do the same thing. So, yeah.
Well, we've always heard all the commercials with your kids on the commercials, and they kind of grew up in those commercials, didn't
yes.
they?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's the youngest one, so he was the one that we... We did, it was his first commercial, and he says, we keep your money local. And he sounded like he was a little intoxicated in it. And so we've teased him over the years about that.
Yeah.
But he immediately came out of that interview or that meeting, where we're doing all this stuff. And he says, Dad, do not put me on that Facebook, whatever you do. And this kid's like 5 years old. And he's like, I do not want to be on that Facebook, whatever you do. And it's the same thing today. I mean, I invited him in to do this, and he's like, I'm probably not the best guy for that, Dad.
So. Well, that's kind of how we all were at that age, And
oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It takes a lifetime to learn that you can do anything that you want to do.
It sure does. Yeah, he'll come in here one time, and he'll get behind the microphone and have a great time, and we'll never get him off of it, probably.
Right.
Because it's not crawling underneath houses.
Right? Oh, yeah.
He's a lot easier.
He's doing what he loves to do.
No rattlesnakes in here.
No rattlesnakes in here.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go that far.
But, yeah, the industry's totally
script.
Totally changed.
Script, Bill.
with our industry, it's totally changed. We're doing probably 10 satellites a month where we used to do 20, 25, 30.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're helping a lot of our older folks. My business has really tracked the older folks especially over the last 20 years. So I hang out with 65 to 90-year-old, 100-year-old people. So they've found YouTube. So as DirecTV or Dish has, upset them one way or the other, they've discovered that YouTube TV is available, Netflix and all that kind of stuff.
So a few of them are coming over that way.
They're coming over and they're able to use it. It's a little easier than it was.
Now, and again, that's what you provide is you provide local personal service. And what you're talking about is you're taking care of all of these people who have had Dish service for decades and decades.
Right.
And now that things are changing a little bit, some of them are wanting to move over and you're helping them move over. And of course you've got the expertise for that too.
Yep. So we got, Starlink right now. So real big thing for a lot of folks is they never had access to internet. Well, Starlink gives you access to real internet now. So, mm-hmm. It's the real deal. It's expensive, but it's not really expensive if you think about it. So it's about $1,000 if you buy it and don't install it yourself. So if we install it, it's about $1,000 commitment. And then the governor gets about $50 in taxes. So it's about $1,050.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the Starlink system, which is $600. And then our install is, $400. Mm-hmm. And we'll come out and we'll give you real internet like they have downtown. I mean, we're getting speeds up to 200 megabits.
Wow.
So this is remote properties.
This is anywhere.
Yeah. Anywhere, yeah.
Okay. I can, oh, by the way, the lake. The lake is going to, in fact, please support me at the lake, because that's really where we excel in the springtime, getting people's boats ready.
Oh, yeah.
And with Starlink now, we put Starlink on your houseboat, and holy smokes.
Oh,
guys,
perfect.
You'll be tracking. You won't need... You won't need anything other than a generator to make sure it's powered right. up.
So all the tracking satellites, you can adapt to that.
It
that
does
somebody
it
has
all
on
for
it?
You.
Nice,
yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Starlink basically just needs to look straight up.
Right.
And the lake is, you know, there's not going to be.
It's going to be covered.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's huge, because I know when I was out at Jones Valley.
Yeah.
You know, they had the tracking satellites on all their new boats and that type of stuff, and it was hit and miss. You get tucked into a cove. And you couldn't be at 45 degrees or whatever it was.
I haven't seen Starlink. Starlink looks north about 5 degrees, 5 degrees to about, it's almost 350 degrees. It's about what it is in our arc.
Yeah.
And so that's almost straight up for us. Mm-hmm. So, and it looks towards Mount Shasta.
Oh,
at about a
beautiful.
At about a 5 degree angle. So, It's almost straight up.
Nice.
So Starlink is the new hot ticket, right, for rural properties. I live out in Cottonwood, and I hear my neighbors talking about Starlink. I was told that there's like a long waiting list to get into it. You got to put up your money first.
I can be at your house tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. So.
All right. Yeah. Good to know.
241 dish.
241 dish.
Don't call the 800 number.
Nope, you'll get nowhere that way.
Don't call the 800 number. Now, just so everybody knows, we live in California. So Best Buy, I'm not trying to pick on Best Buy at all, because I love them and they're a team member of mine. But they charge $50 more than I do for that for that service, and I've narrowed it down. It seems like a lot of money, guys, but I've twisted it sideways, and it's as cheap as I can get it.
It's money up front, but then it's also cheaper per month, correct?
Actually, no, it's $120 a month.
Right, because I'm paying $170 out there right now for Viasat. And it's horrible.
Oh, sir. So Viasat and I, we need to have a customer. So if you are doing Viasat, trust me, you really need to think about it. So no, your cancellation fee would be worth talking to me about getting out of the whole service. And I mean, if somebody just signed up for it, it's worth, and I hate to say this to you, but it's worth sucking up the cancellation fee and paying for it and just getting yourself into a product that works.
Well, we've had it a while, so I doubt we have a cancellation fee anymore.
You probably don't have that.
Right.
Well, as we're talking about the Starlink and everything, what comes back to me is, remember way back in the day, and I'm thinking this was back in the early 80s when you had to go out to your satellite and move it a little bit to the mark.
So
how's that look?
Exactly.
So, remember, my Sunday school teacher used to drive by my house every morning. So, I was a teenage boy, so you had to get up early enough to move that satellite so he knew that you weren't on the bad satellite. Because he was your Sunday school teacher.
Right, right.
So you had to make sure that you were on top of that.
How funny. So he could tell you were watching the bad stuff if it was pointed in the wrong direction.
Yep.
And I know they had a couple of satellites that were dedicated to that.
They had a dedicated satellite. So you definitely had to make sure that you were up before the Sunday school teacher passed your house.
Right. Well, and there were big satellites back then, too, right?
Oh, actually, no. I earned my... These guys paid me with Diet Coke, and I earned my first satellite. So they gave me a little satellite receiver, and my dish was only 4.5 feet. And so it was a smaller dish that they had. It was called the Little Dipper.
The Little Dipper.
Oh,
back when I think I was, in eighth grade, ninth grade or something like that, I worked for Paraclip. Well, a gentleman that painted the stands and the dishes for Paraclip, which was local at the time.
Out on their Fork Road.
Yeah, and I would, he'd have these, the stands and everything, and I'd go to his house right after school. I think I had to be, maybe 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
It was one of my first jobs. Knock off the burrs, wipe them all down so he can spray paint them. and stuff for paraclips. It was in the huge satellite dishes. So
that one was huge. Yeah. Those were 10 to 12 footers. Bigger.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, that was awesome. That was back in the day.
You probably still have scars from knocking off those birds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was
I just cut one of those things down in my house. It was like, I don't know, 42 feet across, and you could pick up Mars on it. You couldn't get a television signal,
right.
But you could get Mars. It was huge. I had to cut that thing down. Getting rid of it was a nightmare.
We're going to buzz out to a break real quick. We're listening to songs about the rain. So
bring it on.
I think this is another one of those songs. We'll be right
singing
back.
In the rain.
I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain. I've a smile on my face.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey, you guys remember who that is?
The Arrhythmics.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Get your phone out.
It's not there.
It's got a picture of the lake on it.
Right, it does.
Full,
look at that.
Look at that. All right. Full. And the spillway's running.
Yeah, absolutely. That was back 2015, probably. 2015.
Okay. Well,
so, yeah.
It's going to be that way again this year. Hey, we're at KCNR right now, getting 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And, of course, KCNR1460.com. You can listen with your phone. This segment right here is sponsored to you with our latest sponsor, Jack's Grill, established in 1938 by Jack Young. When the grill opened, most of its patrons were miners and construction workers who wanted a substantial meal after a strenuous 16-hour day. Jack Young served them a one-pound steak. You can still get that same steak today along with USDA choice cuts of filet mignon and choice top sirloin. No reservations needed. Open Monday through Saturday from 4 to 10 p.m. over at 1732 California Street.
Mm, Jack's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
I love Jack's.
And you know that's what those miners and construction workers went there for.
It has nothing to do with upstairs.
Nothing. Nothing to do with upstairs.
I was reading the history on that, and that started in the early 40s. So the first couple of years, if you read the history, it was the building was built in 1935, and it was, I believe, a general store.
Oh.
And then the general store guy sold it to Jack Young, who in 1938, who opened up Jack's. And it wasn't a couple more years later than when the things upstairs started happening.
Love the history, though. I
absolutely.
Mean, it's been a staple in Reading forever.
Oh,
I can't ever remember. I mean, obviously, you know, what are they, 80 years now? Or
80, 85?
85,
yeah.
Sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, I always, I don't know, I just kind of feel like you're doing good if you're at Jack's, you know. So,
right.
I mean, I always
used to. Especially after you've been there half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're doing good.
Well, it's a recommendation. Everybody that, you know, new clients that come in and moving to Reading, they say, you know, where can we go? Well, Jack's. I mean, that's the place. You got to, you know, point them in that direction and everything. So,
absolutely.
along with everybody else is coming in line. So,
hey, we're going to do the Shasta County real estate market update.
All right, I'm vague on it today.
Not a whole lot has changed since last week, but I'll blast it out to you real quick. The Shasta County Real Estate Market Update is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you're successful with your real estate goals. Drop by and see us anytime at 2650 Larkspur Lane or give us a call at 242-1020. That's actually my number.
I know still. It is.
As of today, as of today, there's 489 houses on the Shasta MLS. That's down 3 from last week. In the last 30 days, there was 136 houses sold in Shasta County. That's down 11. 9 mobile homes, down 1, and 17 vacant lots, down 5. So last week, we could see a little bit of a decrease in sales there. According to Bankrate.com, the national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is still 7.06 for the second week in a row. The lowest rate found was 6.12, but if any of our listeners are interested in how to get a rock-bottom rate of 4.99% and up to $7,500 in closing costs, call Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate today at 242-1020.
Got some beautiful homes ready to go.
Right.
Brand new.
The average price in Shasta County for a home as of January 1st is still around $420,000, and the price per square foot is around, the average is around $241,000. So,
right.
We're back.
So, yeah, I mean, everything's starting to move. I mean, it is that time of year that, things are a little slow,
right?
As we know, but we're right at that cusp of things picking back up and people getting houses on the market. You know, we got a couple of new ones that just hit the market this last week. So yeah, give us a call and see what we got. And
as we always say, this is the time for the most serious of sellers and the most serious of buyers to be doing business. So
yes.
I'm working with a buyer right now, and we went out. They were serious about finding a house, and we were running into sellers that are serious about selling. So it really makes a great atmosphere for negotiations and,
It does. It's actually a fun time of the year because of, nothing's set, and stuff. So, yeah, people that are wanting to sell, whether, I have the ones down in Red Bluff and that are coming, another one coming online here pretty soon next week. But what I have listed is people are wanting us, they're needing to sell and the price is right, regardless of the interest rate that you qualify for. But yeah, we can make it happen.
This time of year, if they're out and they're looking, they're serious about looking, and if they're looking to sell, they're definitely serious about selling.
Right. You bet.
Otherwise, yep. They're not, everybody else is kind of waiting.
You bet. Well, getting back to our awesome guest, Doug Tooley, with B&T Satellite, or BT Satellite. It's BT, right? It's not B&T.
We started it out as B&T Satellite. I had Scott Bullock, a great man. He just had some issues that we had to buy him out.
Okay.
And we bought him out exactly 3 months after we started. And I had my first radio ad on the radio, and it was B&T Satellite. And I gave Reading Radio $1,500. It was a lot of money. I gave that to them, and I knew that everybody in town knew who I was as B&T Satellite. So I didn't. I was going to change it to Doug's Digital Satellite Systems.
Okay.
Because that was really cool. And there was two problems. One, I had this internal thing that in my brain that I spent too much money on marketing, and everybody already knew who I was.
Right.
Which is a joke. I've spent literally a lot of money trying to make people know who I am.
We know that.
And then my best friend at the time, he was the best man at my wedding. He says, Doug, if you have Doug's Digital Satellite Systems, that also is different day, same stuff. So that was the other reason why I didn't change it, because I didn't want to be the different day, same stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we kept B&T Satellite, and then I started branding it, probably in 2008, BT Satellite, because it was easier for the website. So btsatellite.com. Right,
okay.
So
oh, okay.
Just drop that little ampersand. So.
Well, you know, I have always thought of you as the king of advertising.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. I would venture to guess you probably spent over $500,000 on
actually advertising. Physical $100 bills is approaching probably a $750,000, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then in value, though, the way that the radio stations tell me, you know, what I'm actually getting.
Yeah.
There was a time on Reading Radio that you couldn't turn it off and not hear me. So
mm-hmm.
It was just an amazing opportunity that I had at the time. And one of my funniest stories about advertising is I had a guy call me up. It was right in the middle of that, you know, where I was always on the radio. And he says, Doug, my wife just woke me up at 4:45 telling me to get satellite system in the house.
From you. Yeah.
And at 4:45 in the morning, I don't want my wife thinking about you. So will you please come out here and do this install for me? So I was out there that day. And that one I personally did. So that was a lot of fun. So I went out and met that guy.
Did you meet his wife?
I didn't meet his wife. I didn't meet his wife.
Who's thinking about you at 4:45 in the morning?
Not a good idea. So.
Well, it still shows that it's worth it to advertise at 4:30 in the morning, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The king of advertisement.
Oh yeah.
My favorite commercial we ever did was Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah.
And at the end of the skit part where the kids were in, I had my mother-in-law come in, and she said, you know, there was no grandma certain in production of this commercial. And then we go into our normal, you know, whatever dish is doing to get it paid for,
right.
30 seconds. Well, I would get so many calls from grandma mad at me for putting that ad on the radio.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. And I would personally get these calls. And, you know, I don't want to hurt grandma's feelings, so I took the radio ad off the radio because it was upsetting. So we hope, even though there were no grandmas harmed in the production of the
But commercial. You know what? That's reaching people, though.
It's totally, you're still talking to them.
Yeah. I mean, that is
Well,
legit.
They always say that even bad advertising is good advertising.
Any advertising.
Something like that,
yeah.
Right?
So, but, you know, any maybe, news is good
maybe
news.
Maybe you found
news
the line.
Is good news, yeah.
You found the line there where you...
Well, yeah,
you know, no one ever talks about what it did to the reindeer.
Oh. Yeah, the poor reindeer, exactly. Yeah.
Right, I mean, he's got to be at least traumatized.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on. You know, it's like, you know, if you hit a deer with a car, you know, if
what
you hit
does
a
it
deer
do?
With a rain, with a grandma, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it could be just as messy.
Right. Sure.
Oh, yeah. You
Only might. Santa would think of that.
Right. I'm a reindeer guy.
He's a reindeer advocate.
I am an advocate for
But
reindeer.
If you're buying radio... You want to make sure you get impressions. So it's all about impressions.
Sure, you bet.
And not web impressions, because those are nice, but it's all about the audio. It's that little people worm hear. That people hear. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well,
and there's it.
I've learned a lot from you on this, and I've always enjoyed our conversations about how you do it, you know, and that's why I personally know that you are an amazing advertiser.
Thank you.
So you
it's fun. It's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, you bet.
It's kind of techie. You know, it's a little techie.
So. Well, I have to say, you know, Tony has mentioned a couple of times, your name has popped up in our conversations of going, Rich, we need to do a radio show. We need to do this. We need to do this. This is... And Doug's, your name pops up.
At 4:15 in the morning.
You're not at 4:45 in the morning.
He's done it. Let's do it. There's nothing more flattering than, you know,
of
following somebody in their footsteps. So thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Sure. It's actually an honor. So.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Believe it or not, we're blowing right through another segment here. We're getting pretty close. But before I wrapped up this segment, we go to the next one there. I think I just wanted to say that the reason why we're happy to have you as as one of our sponsors and we have you on the show is because you bring a lot to the homeowner. And, mm-hmm. of course, you know, when we're selling a home and when we're, you know, working with the buyer who's moving into a home, that's one of the things that they need is not only satellite service or streaming service, but home entertainment in general as far as, you know, what you see in the living room there.
Yeah, we really do help from – I mean, we make TV easy, guys. That's really what we're trying to do. And mm-hmm. then we just happen to do internet. So, and, you know, and we're trying to do internet, you know, excellent and very well.
Yeah.
So, and that's going to be my segue into, your houses, and I'm sure you guys have some real estate agents that are following your show. So, you know, hopefully they'll use me. Because literally, if you need internet tomorrow morning, we can get it to you tomorrow mm-hmm. morning. So,
well, you're going to be at Bill's tomorrow morning, but maybe right. late morning.
Late morning tomorrow, yes. So, and then there's travel time in there, too. So, but yeah. but that's probably the biggest thing that I can offer your listeners at this point right now is just instant internet with the Starlink.
Nice.
So, that's a big thing, especially for the people who are contemplating buying out in the rural or is that a word?
It's a word.
Rural areas. Because a lot of people will say I won't buy out here because mm-hmm. I can't get internet service.
Right. Right. Right.
Well, and there's ways that we can install this on your – oh, sorry, we got a hard break. So, but we can put it in like a guy's truck, and then he can show his owners that, look, I have internet right here.
Perfect.
So there's lots of different ways to skin a cat.
Let's do another rain song and pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds, Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members, great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
We're back, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State. Rich and Bill and I and Doug in the studio right now. We are going to dive into the ethical standard, but before that, we'd like you to know that this segment is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Early Learning Center. ELC is dedicated to providing families in the Reading area with affordable, high-quality Christian education and daytime care of young children. Faculty and staff go the extra mile by providing care and support for children and their families with take-home learning materials, supervised outdoor play, and weekly chapels to deepen their faith. Give Crystal a call at 530-221-6686 or stop by 2440 Hilltop Drive, and she'll give you a tour of the facility. And with that, I would say that the ethical standard is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Standard of Practice 1-16, and I will say that this is the last of the first article. So in the Code of Ethics, if you're following along, there's different articles. And so this first one was Article 1. And so we've gone through 16 points of that Article 1, and then next week we'll be on Article 2. And
oh,
so
I better bone up.
2.1, 2-1.
Take a look at it.
How many articles are there?
You're
saying that, you know, 50 years from now we're going to be at Article 12, 40, 12.
No. I think there's like three.
I don't know. There's a pretty good handful. I mean, you know, if you go to northstateliving.com and you pull up the ethic, the Code of Ethics there, you'll be able to see that answer.
Wow, that was another shameless plug.
Okay, so this one here, Standard of Practice 1-16. Realtors shall not access or use or permit or enable others to access or use listed or managed property on terms or conditions other than those authorized by the owner or seller. So the bottom line is that, you know, we're not going to use the property or let the property be used for anything other than what the seller would like to be done, which is typically to sell the property.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that ties into some of the advertisement of it as well.
Yeah.
So you can't take a listing off the MLS and just advertise it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to look at the MLS regulations, and which I know you're obviously part of, but if it's an IDX feed, which is a feed into your website of mm-hmm. listing home, you know, newest listings, homes on in Redding or Shasta County or whatever it may be, you're able to take that from your website and market that, and market it for a buyer to go after, you know, to kind of look and represent them
sure.
of a home that may not be your listing.
Ah, right.
You know, so it's kind of tied into that. So there are MLS rules that follow along with that.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, you cannot market somebody else's property without the authorization of the seller itself, themselves.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
But with that being said, when we do that, we're acting as the selling agent.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. It's perfectly legal and ethical to say, hey, you know, it's all about, you know, not only the listing agent themselves is looking to sell the property for the seller,
mm-hmm.
but we have buyers, and the best way to do it is to come together and make a transaction happen.
Yep.
That's, you know, you can't do one without the other.
That's what
you know,
the MLS
unless
is.
You double end it, but you know, that doesn't happen very often. I mean, it does, but
well, I wouldn't say very often. You're right; it does happen, but
it does
happen.
But you know,
I cross my fingers every time. But
right, don't we all? But you have to have authorization on that too.
Sure,
you know, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, the seller is in control
100%
of the time. Well, all right, that was the ethical standard, and that was a pretty easy one. So we'll be back next week with Article 2. All right, so back to Doug. We've got the rest of our segment here, and I had some questions here. I wanted to look and make sure that I'm not missing anything. We've covered a lot of stuff. So yeah, gosh, I mean, you answered just about every question in one shot, Doug.
So, you know, I bet people out there have questions.
Well, they do, but they're
if we
they're
have time
shy.
For questions, they're call pretty in. Shy. If come not, I wanted to. We have letters going out to a lot of people. So Dish Network has a program, and it's been going on for 2 years, and we've been crushing it as far as percentages, but I'm not getting enough of this from the community, even though I'm crushing it on percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Is a letter saying that Dish will give you $500 to switch to Dish. So these are legitimate, and you call my phone number's on 99% of them. So you give us a call at 241-3474,
mm-hmm.
and we qualify you with that. Most people qualify, you know, elite when they get these letters because it's pre-qualified letter.
Okay.
And you jump through a few hoops, and you get $500 from Dish for switching over.
Nice.
So and then you get all their introductory, you know, stuff,
mm-hmm.
price points for 2 years. So that is where I still want to make my bread and butter because that's that old remote that everybody's used to. You know, we are dealing with folks that are 65 to, you know, 100, and it's nice to be familiar with a familiar remote. If you do all the apps and stuff, you got to have two or three remotes around. Or,
right.
You know, because you know, you got a lot of stuff going on when you're doing streaming. So
familiarity
for just really simple right. stuff. Dish is still the way to go.
So there's might be a letter in the mailbox, and it might be
there fun. Often is. In yeah. fact, we do installs, and I say, could you? You know, it's a little spidey sense goes off in my head, and, you know, right before I call, I said, can you go check your mailbox? And believe it or not, there's been letters in there. And,
yeah.
You know, they've called me the week before to do the install, and we get the letter right before we activate at their house. So we're at their house.
Wow.
Doing it, so.
Cool.
So that remote, Starlink is where it's at, and I know everything's transitioning to the internet and all that kind of stuff, but we deal with those core folks from 65, you know, 60, 65 to 100. And we're just used to the remote. You know, we just mm-hmm. want to do the old-fashioned remote. And,
mm-hmm.
and Dish has all kinds of ways to stream. So, I mean, you're able to stream easily from that remote. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of ways to,
wow.
to
really. So Dish is staying with the times.
Dish is actually switching over to a cell phone company. So they will have their core business and stay with the times. The Hopper, you know, the Hopper 3 is been around for a long time. They're, and I got the air quotes up. They're making the Hopper 4, you know, right now. They say, but they've been saying that for a couple of years. So they're trying to stay up with all of that stuff.
Oh,
but they are switching the cell phones, and that is really they'll be the Sprint. By this time next year, there'll be the Sprint. You know, they took over Sprint spot, that number four spot in T-Mobile. So,
okay.
So T-Mobile and Sprint are now number three. Dish Network will be number two.
So it's still going to be called Dish Network when they're
probably
in
Dish Wireless. These people aren't very very. I don't want to say smart because they're all probably geniuses, but they have the same name for different stuff. It's really silly.
Right.
So we don't know what it's.
Well,
going
you
to
keep
called,
you keep it familiar. Of it'll what people know.
Like
it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's already branded. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they should be just wireless.
Right.
So, and then, yeah. So, and then, like we said, we're doing a lot of work for that Starlink thing because it's instant. I mean, you got internet right away. We're getting hugs from people again. It's like they want to hug me as I walk out.
Hey, Doug, are you a veteran?
Yeah. Yeah. We're a veteran business. Yep. So
you recognize or you have a special
Dish has a couple specials, you know, where they give away a movie or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I really do have my personal prices down as low as I can go. So I'm giving all my discounts to every customer that I have. So
nice.
But yeah.
That's why we don't call the 800 number.
We really love our veterans. So.
I bet you do. You
and
bet.
I like talking to them and stuff.
Cool.
I'm telling you, I got the best job in the world. I get to talk to people who are retired. And a lot of times I get them when they're 60, 65, so they're brand new retired. And they're just so – they teach my kids what they've done.
Oh, that's really cool.
I mean, we've got lifelong relationships because of that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Well, listen, we're just about ready to wrap it up. I wanted to give a shout-out there to your right-hand man, Danny, back
Danny
there at the store. Yep. You bet. He's been with you for a long time. How many years?
So Danny's actually been with me since 2000. And, we say 2009. I say 2009. So
yeah.
Been there. And I'm actually
time.
Going through some personal stuff where I have to go on chemotherapy. So Danny is single-handedly running that business right now, and he's got to take care of it through September. So him and my boy have really stepped up significantly.
Way to go, Danny!
Yeah, I love Danny. Boy.
Yeah. Absolutely, you
There's
bet.
Some good guys there.
Yeah.
Oh, his number is 241-3474.
All right, direct number.
All right, cool. And that is how you get a hold of you guys, is 241-3474.
That's correct. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Or Dish, you know, 241-DISH.
Or you can check out btsatellite.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then if satellite's too hard for you to spell, we have another website called We Make TV Easy.
Oh, good, good. Because I tell you what, I still mess that up. I spell it with two T's, and that's not the way. It's two L's.
There's two T's.
Or a G.
Oh, is there?
Well, it's
see, I don't have a clue on how to.
So there's two T's: S A T E L L I T E.
Oh, there it is.
Not
they're
G.
Just not together.
Not G H.
I have trouble spelling easy.
All right. Get it right.
Well, bless you guys. Thank you. This has been the coolest hour that I've done in a long,
good.
Long,
hey,
long time.
You know, it's definitely at the top of our hours, mm-hmm. too. So yeah. We'll have you back again next month when we're live streaming. And
So what's the podcast? We're doing podcasts?
We're doing podcasts and live streaming, you bet. I would say probably the beginning of next month we'll be getting started. We're working on the equipment right now, getting the right cameras in style, and so we'll be happening. So
awesome.
Stay tuned, Redding.
Are you going to do it for the whole studio? So everybody that uses the studio gets to use it?
It'll just be us, because we'll be doing these things other places too.
Oh, sweet.
And with that, we're super happy to be here. We'll see you all next week, Redding.
Take care, everybody.
All right, we're out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.